serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN. Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump racing to the finish line.
Harris and Trump turn their attention to southern swing states after crisscrossing Wisconsin.
It's great to be in Milwaukee. We love Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, are we ready to do this?
Ending with dueling rallies in Milwaukee, in the crucial industrial battleground state. With this race so tight, both campaigns trying to reach a tiny sliver of undecided voters, going back to more battleground states this weekend. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
A federal jury Friday night delivered the first conviction of a Louisville, Kentucky police officer who was involved in the botched 2020 drug raid that killed Breonna Taylor. The 12-member jury found Brett Hankinson violated Taylor's civil rights by using excessive force. Execution in South Carolina, Richard Moore, put to death Friday night by lethal injection for the 1999 shooting of a convenience store clerk. This is ABC News. A public health department in Idaho has become the first in the country to not offer the COVID-19 vaccine.
In six Idaho counties, her health department is no longer allowed to provide the COVID vaccine. The Board of Southwest District Health, which includes some areas around Boise, is believed to be the first in the nation to ban offering the vaccine. Texas doesn't allow health departments to promote it, but they can give it. Other departments have stopped because of low demand or price, but it appears to be the first to refuse it for judgment on the vaccine itself. Demand for the vaccine in that area of Idaho has dropped to just 64 shots given so far this year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a major setback for New York City Mayor Eric Adams in his bid for re-election. A federal judge refusing to drop bribery charges against the mayor, setting his next trial date for April 21st. Adams facing a 5-count indictment alleging he accepted years of luxury travel gifts in exchange for helping the Turkish consulate in Manhattan. He's pleaded not guilty. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off beauty, just like friends and family can. That's 15% off your favorite fragrances, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Some Wisconsin voters who'd still like to cast an in-person absentee ballot may be able to do so this weekend. This is Elections Administrator Megan Wolf.
But voters should check with their municipal clerk about the hours available in their jurisdictions. Voters can find their clerk's information at myvote.wy.gov.
Wolf said Wisconsin voters who've yet to return absentee ballots received through the mail should use a ballot drop box or hand deliver their ballot to their clerk's office. Ballots not received before 8 p.m. Tuesday, Election Day, will not be counted. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied supporters at State Fair Park in West Allis last night, while just a short drive away, former President Donald Trump held a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Prior to the State Fair Park rally, Harris also held an event at Little Chute High School in the Fox Valley.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday. Monday night, showers and storms, 41. Tuesday, rain and 51. That's WRDN weather. Right now, 40 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Sunday morning, I was 7 years old, in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said Mama leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun. With the good die young. Yeah. 10 years later, had a hot rod Ford.
board. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all the rain of sin is gonna hold you, son. Cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. A good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, then I'll do the metal, let your mother run. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, they got the jazz, we'll have some fun. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Hey, Dave, happy weekend. Glad you're with us as country continues now with Florida Georgia.
I sell my soul just to see your face. And I break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times, I need a saving grace. But time is running out, and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I loved you, would it make you want to stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away. And if I wrote you a love song and sang it to you every day, would it ever be enough to make you want to come back home and stay? I can't believe a day without you. Would it make you want to stay? My heart's on my sleeve, but it's turning black.
I guess I know what it feels like to be alone.
Without your touch, I'm not.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. Off to find myself once again and where no one knows when my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again and where to no one knows. When my ship comes in, where no one knows when my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you. Boy.
Harrison, 4x4 by you. She's going to be the co-host for the CMAs this year, November 20th, with Peyton Manning and Luke Bryan. She's also the halftime show for the Dallas Cowboys football game on Thanksgiving Day. Morgan Wall and George Strait got them both next.
The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs on Saturday as the football Badgers face the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Hawkeyes have won two straight and three of the last four against the Badgers in the series. Wisconsin needs one more victory to become bowl eligible. Dating back to the 2010 season, the Badgers are 30-8 in games with a traveling trophy on the line. Kick time tomorrow night, 6:30 on NBC. Packers wrapped up their practice week today. We'll host the Detroit Lions on Sunday at Lambeau Field. That's a 3:25 kick with rain in the forecast. A volleyball classic at the Fieldhouse tonight in Madison as the Badgers host Big Ten leading Nebraska. Badgers just a game behind the Huskers and Penn State atop the Big Ten Conference. College hockey today, the top-ranked Badger women open a two-game series at St. Cloud State. Big Ten tonight, Wisconsin opens a two-game series at Notre Dame. On the men's side, the Bucks are off tonight. They're back home to host Cleveland tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Girl, our mamas are best friends, and so are we. The whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights caught. I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love.
in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues, help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets the girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN. Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. Hey, my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world without the hate and fear. They
figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh,
Tim McGraw, My Next 30 Years, on your station for the superstars of country music. Hang tight for Luke Bryan, also Hank Jr. and Shaboozy on the way.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday. Monday night, showers and storms, 41. Tuesday, rain and 51. That's WRDN weather. Right now, 40 degrees.
This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
You got to remember, Lee, headline milk production has been negative for 13 months in a row leading up to August. So, like, the last time we had a positive milk production number was back in June of 2023. At some point, you're lapping over negative numbers. It's not going to be that hard to push a number positive. What was the surprise? August milk production revision. That was up 85 million pounds, up 0.5%. That pumped the August number from negative to positive and making that the lead month here in terms of turning positive on milk production. So that was a bit of a bearish surprise. The USDA was underreporting milk production, which we kind of figured by looking at the dairy products numbers that we got here in October. But again, all these are aged reports. That milk production report is 45 days old. So does it have an impact on the market? Well, it certainly did from a futures trading perspective. People's perceptions become their reality. And I think that played out earlier last week with some decent selling on the futures market.
Tuesday.
How many of you would be excited or happy if the day after your funeral, a caravan of livestock trailers backed up to your facilities and loaded up all your cows to take them to the sale barn? The local auction company was called to schedule the estate machinery sale, and the kids stopped by the realty office on the way home from the funeral to list the farm for sale. And all the hundreds of times I've asked this, no one ever jumps up and says, yeah, that's what I want my legacy to be. But the reality is, if we don't take farm succession serious, and if we don't plan for it and work through some of the difficult conversations, that may be your legacy. And so that's really what we want to try to avoid. And so I think all of our producers will be familiar with the old three-legged milking stool, right? Roadmaps to farm and ranch transition, to make that map for how would the operation should transition from one generation to the next. I spend quite a bit of time talking about family business dynamics and how to separate some of those family and business roles. And then we spend quite a bit of time talking about family meetings.
Wednesday.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments, they adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that. And you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly.
Thursday.
So we're excited. We got a really great first year contingent of ag-oriented students. So Cornell is definitely open to dairy and farm-oriented kids. They're looked upon very favorably by our admissions group and the college in general. And you know, right now we're gearing up for international trips over winter break. So in January 2025, we've got three different trips going. The first and second year students, led by Mike Van Amberg, with some help, are going to go to Italy. That's kind of the typical thing. I'm going to be one of the leaders, Quinn Kohler is the lead for the third and fourth year students to go to Germany. So we'll spend both those trips will be about 10 days long. And then this year, for the first time, we're actually sending, we have some donor support on the non-dairy livestock side. So we're actually have 10 students who are going to go to the Western Stock Show in Colorado and then tour a bunch of the livestock-oriented facilities, you know, both feed yards, processing plants, things like that out in Colorado. So we're excited to give those students, you know, that opportunity.
Friday.
Really a neat webinar recently was Dr. John Cole from the Council of Dairy Breeding at Beltsville looked at what are the definitions of fertility we can look at that we can genetically select for. One is daughter preg rate. And that means that if we get a 1% increase in preg rate, which is good, that means four fewer days at open. And that, of course, means cows get bred back earlier as far as that goes. Heritability of that is modestly low at 0.04. Two more factors were conception rate. You can look at heifer conception rate and cow conception rate. This is what percent of those animals that are inseminated artificially become pregnant. The heritability for heifers is 0.01, quite low. Cows, 0.02. The last factor was sire conception rate, and this is a phenotypic measurement. In other words, we measure it not genetically in these animals, but it does have a heritability value of 0.027. So the take-home messages are that you can select for improved fertility. Number two, a long-term commitment. You will not see this overnight. And thirdly, you have to determine what is your heifer rearing capacity and needs on the farm.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. December milk up 22 to 1968, January up 10 to 1969, February up 11 to 1967, March milk up 3 at 1962. Meanwhile, in the cheese market, barrels were up 3/4 to 186 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 183 and 3/4. 4 trade a block, 1 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 3 3/4 to 267. No trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60.5 and 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk also steady at 137 and 3/4. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly higher on the day, with the exception of the nearby month. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as well, as the markets found some late week support in the market, even though boxed beef prices were mostly lower. A little of this was a lot of positioning ahead of the weekend, even though the cash markets were mostly lower as well. Again, a lot of positioning ahead of the weekend. Hog markets mostly higher. Again, continued strong consumer demand supported prices. December live cattle down 37 cents to 185.92. November feeder cattle up $1.50 to 246.87. December hogs up 27 cents to 84.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher as another export sale to Mexico of 781,000 metric tons of corn supported the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans said they were mostly lower, as some profit taking in the market along with South American weather issues are few and far between. Wheat markets, meanwhile, were also mostly lower due to lower Russian wheat prices. New crop 25 corn up 1/4 to 441. New crop 25 beans down 3/4 to 1032 1/4. December wheat down 2.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 355, December 360, January 364, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 909, December 914, January 919, new crop 25, 942. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 414.5, December 414.5, January 429.25, and February 429.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 364, December 379, January 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 362, cash beans 908, January 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 369, new crop 25, 391. Cash beans 909, new crop 25, 942. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 374, April 413, May 415, new crop 25, 403. Cash beans 939, April 991, May 994, new crop 25, 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 362, January 368, cash beans 911, January 921. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 175, market cows 102 to 125, bulls 122 to 155, calves 300 to 1050, beef steers 166 to 310, Holstein steers 118 to 210, sheep markets, market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, Ewes 95 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night, temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday. Monday night, showers and storms, 41. Tuesday, rain and 51. That's WRDN weather. Right now, 40 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint few of the guys, but this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I'm drunk
sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart, he likes my name.
all up on my got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon the wave all the way. You're the reason I'm still here. Am I the one you were sent to save? You came upon me. Wandered out into the water, and I thought that I might drown. I don't know what I was after, just knew I was going down.